Hey guys, welcome to Words of Axe. My name is Axel Marie, and I hope you enjoy the episode. It's your boy Axe. Just checking in today. Just quick inspo, quick chat for you. I just finished coming off a 3-day juice cleanse with my wife, and I'm feeling pretty good. So we went a little over. It was like 84 hours, or at least I did. I think she's still going right now, but I just ended my fast maybe an hour ago with a Just Salad. I don't know if you guys ever checked that place out. It was my first time, but it's fabulous. You can load it up however you want. And I just want to touch in and let you guys know, you got to set time periods in your life where you just use it to reset, you know, and refocus or challenge yourself. Or like, it's so easy for you to get used to or adapt to whatever your circumstances or whatever your current habits are, and it changes. Reason why I say that, the other day, on the first day of my juice fast, I said, okay, I'm going to run 3 miles today. Last couple weeks we were traveling, and I kind of been eating whatever. I didn't really watch anything, and there's some stuff I wanted to have, some stuff I never had, I tried whatever, and I feel the difference. Like, literally, I have my heart rate on my iPhone, like everyone does, or on my iWatch, I should say. And with that, I noticed like the change in my heart rate rhythm. Like, my heart would be racing a lot faster just because of what I'm eating, you know. And it's really that crazy how you can like detect these things when you're paying attention to them. But overall, I said I'm gonna go run 3 miles. I went in there, and no lie, after like the first half mile, I was like, all right, I'm just gonna do a mile. It's like, nah, what's wrong with you, bro? You can't run a mile now? You can't run 3 miles? What's going on? So I got to the mile mark. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to do one more lap here, and I'm going to be good. And literally every single 400-meter lap, I was there just thinking about quitting. And I ended up doing the whole thing. You know, it was slow pace, maybe like 10-minute mile. It took me a little under 30 minutes. But in it, you know, when I finished, I was hurting physically, and I was like, man, since when is 3 miles a hard run for me, you know? And it's not like I haven't ran. I ran, you know, a couple weeks ago, or I ran randomly like that. But the biggest thing that hit me was my mindset, right, of how, like, my mind couldn't stay in there for 30 minutes straight. You know, my mind was suffering at 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I'm already thinking about all this other stuff, and it's like, yo, you're used to running, you know, hour, 2 hour, up to like 4 hours at a time. You know, why is this an issue right now? And it just, you know, brought me back and humbled me to the part of like, hey, it's not something that you could just turn on and go. It's really something that you have to consistently work on, you know. And it's if you're out of it, then you're going to come back hurting. You're going to come back, and it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be work for you to get your mind to be able to focus for that long. That's really what like excited me and empowered me that moment there, you know. And on top of like doing the cleanse, I was like, yes, you know, I need this to like reprogram and reshift my mind. So it's really just, you know, a few words for you today just to let you know, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Keep prepping, you know, keep working. And you don't use it, you lose it, right? So if you're not consistently and continually working on your mind, working on your body, working on your spirit, working on your relationships, they will fall out. There's no such thing as staying the same, you know? You're either getting better or you're getting worse. No such thing as staying the same. And that's really my point here. It's like, hey, today are you getting better or are you getting worse? There's no way you're staying the same. It doesn't matter what you think or what you say. I'm just like this, whatever it is. No, either you're getting better or you're getting worse. Whatever area you choose today, choose whether you're getting better or getting worse, okay? I took a drive with my brother-in-law down to Florida 2 weeks ago. And one thing we spoke about on the ride, we were talking about how, you know, every situation that comes up or every moment that I'm in, I try to get myself to think of like, hey, what would the best version of myself do right now? What would the best version of myself say right now? Or how would he respond to this? Or what actions would he take? You know, and just having that question, it forces me to put myself in an empowering and positive state of mind. And in that state of mind, it's really like, all right, it's putting the effort towards whatever needs to be done, right? So simple thing was like, you know, I'm sitting, you know, and I'm supposed to be on vacation, whatever. And my mother-in-law, she's like, I hear the lawnmower go off, right? And she's out there and she has, you know, three other little kids that she's watching after and taking care of and all this other stuff going on. And in that moment, I was like, hey, the best version of myself, I would go and I would mow the lawn, you know, and I would just help. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting around here. So I literally got up and did it, right? And that led to like so many other things happening and going throughout the day. And it's that's just like a small little example that comes to mind of it, right? Because we were talking about it. But the whole point, the premise is really just, you know, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You know, what would the best version of you do right now in this very moment? What would you do? You know, and if you're not doing that, then what's going on? You know, take action, do it here. Or I think of when my wife has her meal weeks. My wife does meal weeks 3 days a week for clients. And some days, you know, she has a good, you know, 100-something meals that she has to prep. And we do them on Mondays. We deliver them on Tuesdays, and they're good for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? Those 3 days. So that means Sunday night, menu's out. We get orders in. I got the Excel sheet ready for her, prepped up. Okay, these are our numbers. This is what we got to do. This is what we need to buy, whatever it is. That goes. And then Monday comes around, and we're just going at it, right? She's just cooking, prepping all these different things all by herself, right? It's literally just her and I right now. So there'd be times where she'd be cooking and it's like, hey, I help with this part and that part already, getting it set up. I don't really touch the cooking part. That's all on you. So I'm going to sit right here with you and do whatever it is I'm doing on the computer or reading, writing, whatever it is. And in that moment, you know, same thing happened. Was like, what would the best version of me be doing right now? You know, and the best version of me would address something like, hey, I don't know how to do this, but I can learn how to do this. I'm a great learner. I can put effort in learning and doing this and helping you cook this, right? So with that, it's like, hey, Axe, get your ass up and, excuse my language, get yourself up and go and help cook, right? So, hey, I can't do everything. I don't know what it is you're doing, but I can learn. I can help. I literally, judge me if you want, but I literally just learned what a mandolin was a couple weeks ago. I had no idea those things existed or what it was, but I'm a master at it. I could break it down, put it apart now, and chop anything you want on that, okay? So I took that, and I went ahead, and I started washing and cutting the vegetables and produce or whatever it is, you know, getting things ready, adding whatever little part I can do. And with that, you know, it not only, you know, helped her and got her, you know, not just like physically labor, like helping her in that sense, but helped her in a sense of like, hey, someone's doing this with me. And, you know, it's either if I help her or no one helps her, right? So with that, it helps there, but then it also helped me grow, right? I learned something else. I got better, you know, and it felt good to know that I actually helped my wife doing whatever her work is, right? And it challenged me to get better, and that's the biggest thing. I was talking to a client the other day, and you know, she started going off about she's like, you know, late 60s. She just got divorced. She's you know, back in school working on her medical degree that she always wanted to do, but she never did because she was, you know, kind of just throwing rose petals at her husband's feet for their whole 30 years of marriage. But But now she's like so exciting, right? And excited and empowered about life. And she like motivated two of her other friends that are around the same age to get their own divorces and go, you know, empower themselves and grow however they want to grow. And she talks about how her kids are empowering her and they're proud of her and everything. And I'm not saying this is great about like divorce or whatever it is, but the point was, you know, with her going through all of that, she was saying how, like, you know, when you're in a relationship or when you're in life, like, for you to grow, you got to be challenged, right? If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. And it was the whole thing of, like, for 30 years, she was with someone who never wanted to be challenged because that would mean they have to put more effort to grow, or that would mean they're not good enough. And that was, like, the biggest thing, right? So we ended up speaking for, like, a good hour on the phone. And she was just saying, you know, that was something that was like really hurting her, you know, and she like swallowed it. She just kept doing whatever it is until she hit that breaking point. Right. And now she feels so alive at almost 70 years old. She's doing all these things that she always wanted to do ever since she was younger. And I think that's the biggest thing. You have to look at things that challenge you in order for you to grow, you know. So thinking of like, hey, we got to do a 3-day fast here, 3-day juice cleanse. All right, that's going to challenge me because, you know, whether it hurts or not, I know that I enjoy eating. I know everything that comes with eating is great, you know, but also I have to be able to be disciplined in how I eat or when I eat, right? And that was a challenge to me. So the challenge was throughout those 3 days was, hey, you're really not hungry right now. You just want to eat something. You're just craving something to chew or something to eat or some kind of flavor, right? And that was a challenge for me. That helped me grow, right? Or it was a challenge for me to learn how you want to operate in this kind of business. Or it was a challenge for me to go and run again, right? And it's really about every day, are you challenging yourself to get better? You know, if you really want to challenge yourself or if you really want to grow, you have to challenge yourself. One of my favorite lines that, this is a side note, but, my wife and I were reading this book that my sister had been recommending to us for years now. It's called The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. And we're just a couple of days in, but, one thing I love, he talks about the spiritual growth, right? And, he says one way to improve your life, you know, or in a spiritual sense, is to memorize scriptures, you know. And I think of that, and I think of like the challenge of, you know, reading the scripture or memorizing the scripture, or, you know, just taking that time of like putting in some effort and reading the word, right? That alone is a challenge, right? It's a challenge for people to do. We can all be like, yeah, I would love to do it, or it's great, or I get a Bible verse or this and that, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, for you to do that consistently, that's the challenge, right? That's the skill. That's what's going to change you, right? So do that long enough, and you'll see how it changes not just, you know, your daily habits, but your spiritual habits or your mental habits, how you're thinking, what comes to mind when something that would be challenging comes up, you know, something that would upset you, and this scripture pops in your head instead. So I think it's these little challenges, these little things that you do on a daily basis that will help you grow. So at the end of the day, I just want to give you guys a few words and let you know if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you, and keep getting better, okay? You either get better or you get worse. There's no such thing as staying the same. All right, God bless. Live intentionally. Live well.